Ben Kentish on LBC. Text 84850.
10:35 is the time. Ben Kentish here with you on LBC. Just talking of boxes of snakes, let's talk about the Trump administration, shall we? Because if this was a boxing match, this would be one hell of a story. Two fighters, formerly best friends, now going head-to-head in a brutal flurry of fists. One of them on the ropes, the other swinging punches, the other swings back. It's not boxing, though, it's politics. And these are two of the most powerful men in the world who have tonight turned on each other. And I talk, of course, of Donald Trump and Elon Musk in the most spectacular fashion. Only a few days after a bit of a loving, as Elon Musk left the US government. Let's get the very latest, such as it is. It's changing pretty much by the minute. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent, live for us in Washington. Simon, I'm barely keeping up. What's the latest?
I mean, they've actually taken a bit of a break. Maybe they've both gone off for snacks or something, but we haven't seen very much on either Elon Musk's X account for the last few minutes or on Donald Trump's Truth Social account. But, I mean, put all this into perspective, Ben. Donald Trump began his day with an all-important telephone call to China's President Xi. He then sat down in the Oval Office for a meeting with the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, vital in terms of advancing possible American involvement in any ceasefire or peace negotiation over Ukraine. And then suddenly, like literally the worst Marvel film any of us have ever watched, the most powerful man in the world and the richest man in the world, both of them on their own personally owned social media platforms, absolutely let rip and destroy one another. This all began yesterday. I mean, there were hints of it last week before that meeting in the Oval Office that was really designed to paper over any suggestion that there were rifts in the relationship, fissures between Donald Trump and Elon Musk over Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill. That's what it's actually called, his tax and spending proposals up on Capitol Hill. Elon Musk doesn't like them. He thinks that there's profligate public spending in there that undercuts all the work he did at the so-called Department of Government Efficiency. It will fuel the deficit by $2.5 trillion. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office here. And Elon Musk says it will put the country into recession. But from that critique of a piece of legislation, we now find ourselves in the middle of a bloodbath between these two pivotal figures in the United States that raises huge political questions about the future of the Trump administration. Elon Musk calling for President Donald Trump, sort of endorsing a call for President Donald Trump to be impeached and to be replaced by Vice President J.D. Vance, accusing Donald Trump of such ingratitude because the President of the United States pushed back earlier today on the notion that Elon Musk had assisted him win the keys to the Oval Office back in last year's presidential election. And then, of course, Elon Musk saying that Donald Trump had made false claims about his reading, Mr. Musk's reading of the big, beautiful bill. Donald Trump saying that Elon Musk is only opposed to it because it overturns an EV mandate, federal government requirement to promote a move to electric vehicles. Elon Musk, of course, the owner of Tesla, whose share price crashed today as all of this was taking place. Elon Musk described those claims as false. And then within the last couple of hours or so, within the last 90 minutes, Elon Musk on X dropping what he called the really big bomb, claiming that Donald Trump's name is contained in the Epstein files. Those are the legal documents pertaining to the disgraced and now deceased financier Jeffrey Epstein. That is the real reason they have not been made public, said Mr. Musk. No reaction to that yet from the White House or from President Trump himself. But that's a very incendiary claim for Elon Musk to be making, given the level of public interest here anyway. in the Epstein files. There have been delays in releasing many of the documents that Donald Trump himself promised would be released. And it really is, I think, Ben, the shattering of a relationship that only a matter of weeks ago saw Elon Musk acting here as Donald Trump's de facto prime minister, which raises huge questions, again, fresh questions, about Donald Trump's judgment in terms of the people that he appoints to senior positions in his own government.
And these are two men, of course, Simon, because of the power they wield, because of the influence they hold, because of the months and months that they spent working incredibly closely together, have the capacity and the capability, if not to destroy each other, then certainly to have a pretty good go at it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it's very hard to see an off-ramp here for Elon Musk at this point, not least because the velocity with which he has posted messages on social media over the last 48 hours. I mean, you wonder when he ever sleeps. Let's not forget that there was extremely erratic behaviour on display by Elon Musk publicly last Friday when he was in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, sporting that black eye that he rather, I think, unconvincingly blamed on horseplay with his young son, X. So this welter of tweets has raised fresh questions about what kind of state he's in when he's putting out some of these messages. But he's now burnt his bridges to the White House. He's even posited through a poll that he's running on X the possibility that he might go ahead and fund a centrist political party in the United States to peel support away from the Republicans and the Democrats. So what he's doing is threatening to be a persistent thorn in the side of Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again movement. There are former Trump associates, Steve Bannon, the president's former political advisor, still a strong supporter of Donald Trump, saying tonight that they believe that President Trump should immediately scrap all federal contracts with all of Elon Musk's businesses. That would really hit his SpaceX rocket business substantially. It would also hit NASA because they're relying on SpaceX rockets to get Americans back to the moon. But Steve Bannon is also saying that the Attorney General should launch an immediate investigation into the history of Elon Musk's immigration status. How did he travel from South Africa to Canada, to the United States, end up with American citizenship? And Steve Bannon is arguing that he believes that Elon Musk has been, at least for part of his time in the United States, present illegally in America. This is the same Steve Bannon who late last year said he was going to go to the mat to stop President Trump from ever allowing Elon Musk in the West Wing. So there's bad blood between those two for a long while now. But Steve Bannon's looking at this situation today and saying, you know what, Mr. President, I told you not to trust this guy.
Incredible stuff. It might well continue. Simon, I hope you stay with us. If it does, thank you very much indeed for now. Simon Marks, LBT's Washington correspondent.